Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. Every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew Tee, No BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use Staple 20 at checkout.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Sitting across from me is a man who needs no introduction. He is the solution to all of our weekend woes. Our Monday morning fear is always eased by a Sunday evening appointment with Mr. Dermot Bannon and Room to Improve. How are you, Dermot?
I'm good. Good morning.
Dermot and Dave, back on the radio.
Dermot and Dave, back in the
Come here, it's great to see you.
Thank you very much.
Are you doing much sea swimming these days?
A little bit. Not as much as I used to.
Okay.
When was the last time I was in? I was in over Christmas, but it's busy at the moment while the show is on.
Of course.
We were finishing up all the projects. But
so, it's a very exciting series, I have to say. I
thought you
were really enjoying it.
Sea swimming is exciting.
No, sea swimming is not. I told you before my opinions on sea swimming.
Never.
I like to live beside the sea and look at it and never get in.
You just like to sit at the steps and watch
Yes, I do. And at Christmas time, on Christmas Day morning, there's a giant, I'd say it could be 1,500 people go in for a charity swim.
Yeah.
And I am always the designated videographer.
For them
so
all.
I will wrap up. Well, no, for my family mostly. But I'll send it on to a few minutes. But I'll wrap up warm.
You a dedicated videographer for yourself and your family?
No, like I'm sending it to the lads.
Oh, you give it to them. Okay.
Not all. I mean, it's not official. But anyone I know, I send them the video
afterwards.
Self-appointed. Yes. So they don't ever have to go in because, frankly, cold water is not for me.
It's a thing you have to get used to.
I don't have to get used to it at all.
Yeah, well, look, I'm just saying it's one of life's little pleasures that you haven't explored yet. Yeah, you're missing out.
That's what it is. You tell yourself that. We're not missing out on drama. We're not missing out on amazing projects. And we're certainly not missing out on a bit of Dermot Bannon sass. Because on Sunday's episode of Room to Improve that has just been on, we were watching it. And I just loved at one point when you put your foot down, not to the homeowners, but behind the homeowner's back.
To camera.
Have a listen to this, to camera.
They've kind of said, okay, look, park that. You've chosen the window colour. But you'll do something fancy with the rest of the house. I won't.
Well, as looking at that, what would you do with that?
Well, I would still keep it really subtle. I'm not doing something just for the sake of it.
Why, though? You don't really do subtle, so why?
I know I do.
We don't want it to be bland.
But it won't be bland, it'll be subtle. It's just nonsense, like to start firing colours and renders and all that just to make it look. I don't even know what the word is. Is it like fancy? I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. But whatever they want me to achieve, I don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Well, that's a difficult listen back.
No, it was brilliant because that was Sarah and Liam, in fairness. And they had such a traditional Irish home, the bungalow. That had, as you guys described it in the show, had been just built off the shelf.
Yes.
Every bungalow in Ireland was the same. And, you know, they wanted to put a lot of money into it to turn it into their family home, their forever home,
dream home, yes.
And in fairness, they knew what they wanted. They knew what they didn't want. And at one point, it got to that scenario where you just went, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, well, I suppose I had it in my head what it was going to be like when it was done and it was all sorted. And what it was with Liam and Sarah, and they're actually a lovely couple. But they were, I don't know, how is it defined by what they knew. And they always watched Room to Improve and I'd go up with the green windows or I'd go up, and they were expecting a bit of that, and I come in and we're going to keep this really subtle.
Yeah.
And they weren't prepared for that.
Okay.
And so they used, you didn't put the word in there. I think it's actually really boring. And
yeah.
I said, that got my goat up.
And, okay.
And I'm there. Well, hold on a second. I normally in these situations you react and you say, okay, right, let's go. Let's do a curveball here, right? So you wanted it a bit more exciting. Let's go for it.
Right. Orange, whatever.
But not with the front of the house and the entire. So I said, I'm not doing it just for the sake of it because they want it and they have a notion to do it. I'm just not doing it. And But like, it's kind of, that was too fundamental to do.
Yes, I understand.
And it appeared throughout the show loads of times where it was kind of the Instagram generation.
Okay, yes, and the perception of from everyone else's eyes, rather than they'll be the ones in here 99% of the time.
Yes, and what people were like, and there was a really poignant scene because we brought them to see a house on South Circular Road.
Beautiful, yeah,
and it was really cool, and I was kind of showing how daring, because they were going, we don't want this to be okay, right? I'm going to push you out of your comfort zone. So we see that, and what, like, of all of the stuff that we saw, like there was a metal cage at high level,
octagonal.
Yeah,
room.
It was actually really cool. So basically, at each of the corners of the octagons, something happened. So in one corner there was a window seat with a roof light above it. Okay. In the others there was it was where all the doors were inside
and out.
It was kind of magical, and we just didn't have enough time to cover that on the episode. But when you walked from one room to the other, you went under the cage, into the corner piece, and it was like the Lion Witch in the Wardrobe or something, Harry Potter. And then there was a roof light above it, but she just turned around, she says, I like all these shelves.
Open shelves.
Yeah, but do you not love when you go to somebody's house, right, and they have open shelves and you see some of the stuff that they've collected?
You start nosing about.
Well,
yeah,
it gives you a bit of a thing, like your house is full of runners and guitars.
Not on the shelves in the living room, but yes, no, you're right. No, but
there is runners in the living room.
There's personality,
You get, you get a real sense that the family lived there, and it kind of hit home to me then when she just said, I don't think I could have opened shelves. And I said, why? Is the clutter? No, it's just, I think I'll be judged for what's on the shelves.
What's on the shelves.
And
yeah,
I thought, this is it. Like, it's, she, and there was another scene where we went to her parents' house, and I don't know if people got this, but she said, like, if I find something like a cup and a saucer, I'll buy the entire set. Or she bought a kettle, a toaster, and the clock.
And the clock, yes.
And it was because she's so nervous about making a decision.
Right.
That if somebody says that's a good choice, she'll just buy and have for the rest of her life. And it's this fear of fitting in, because, and I'm looking at you, because there is people who do jobs at home, and then,
yes,
and,
yes, there
and,
are.
And then cover it on social media.
Yes, I am that guy.
And you're very good at it, right? And you have a good eye. And both yourself and Tracy have a good eye, right?
Thank you, you're very good.
And everything you've done well. But because of that, and it's become the norm, people are now feeling under huge pressure.
Okay, I got you. Right. So it's all my fault, what you're saying. But
I didn't say a word, but if you want to take ownership of it.
No, I definitely don't. No, but I know what you're saying. That there is in general, there is a social media kind of, this is where I live, this is what it's like, isn't it perfect? Yours couldn't possibly be as nice as this.
And it's kind of moved from kind of clothes and how you look to your home. Like, if you think about it, the house you grew up in, and like everything, just, you got a new carpet and you got a new couch, nobody really cared, did they? Like,
whereas
you weren't bringing people around to see your new couch.
No, that's true. That is very true. Do you ever, like the rest of us, when we watch, and I don't know if you follow the Twitter hashtag, I'm sure you don't because you're a smart person, but
I do.
The rest of us, yeah, I know.
Because I'm big like you.
The rest of us watch. We get so frustrated at the homeowners, not just every week. And this is, I guess, the kind of crux of the show in some ways, is that they have asked for you to do your thing, and then when you do your thing, they constantly question. And now, I get it, it's their house
and their money,
and their money, and you can move out and you can, the show will leave and they have to live there forever.
Yeah.
So when you come up with a wacky idea, but I guess what I would be saying is, look at the track record. If they just watched the end
of every episode,
3 minutes of every episode, and go, he knows what he's doing,
I know,
please leave him alone and let him do it.
But it is one of these things where and I hate this word, but it is a bit of a journey, right? Yeah. And so people will tell me when I'll do whatever you want, just come in, you draw up your plans.
Sure.
And then, but when it's their money and it's something that's a little bit left of centre that they weren't expecting, or that they've never seen before, and it's not like, you know, 300 quid on it, it could be something like 20,000.
Absolutely.
You know, it's the price of a new car, it's the price of 7 holidays on what they think is a whim, and it's not.
It's not.
When there's a lot of money involved, the trust kind of, it gets eroded a little bit, and they have to it has to be proven.
They have to question, and does that happen to you in inverted commas real life, as opposed to just the ones on the telly? I'd say it
does
all the time.
Yeah, and it's the same process, like you have to bring them places, show them things, and convince them, a lot of images of where it's been done before. So it's the exact same.
You mentioned me doing work on my house. I saw a trailer for this weekend's episode, which is a fella, is it Joe, and he decides to do some work himself.
Yes.
And then at the end, Claire comes in and goes, That saved you €1,000.
So it's an awful scene at the beginning where Adam moved into the house and slept in a bed and did all the demolition himself and his brother for 2 weeks and had a shower outside with a hose.
Oh my God.
Right. And then came back and Claire had no idea how long he'd been doing it.
Right.
And so Claire did a tot up and at the very end. So imagine like essentially
2 weeks
for two people. So that's one person working for 4 weeks solid.
Yeah.
And she says, I think you saved €1,000. And I think but in fairness, Adam is a bit of a hero in this.
Okay,
because their budget was really tight. We don't put an extension onto this house. So this is a
I'm in a house where we didn't put an extension on. So I'm for actually, these people.
It relates to you. It's kind of trying to
reconfigure,
and squeeze every last inch out of every square meter. And that's what this project is. So I think lots of people will like this one and relate to it. It's very easy to kind of solve a problem if you can throw money.
€400,000 Exactly. Yeah, that's very easy. Yeah. So it's the ones where Dermot needs to be a little bit more subtle about things. It's very interesting.
Or clever.
Or boring or bland or whatever. Okay, let's fly through as many of these questions as we can.
Quick
try and help as many people as we can. Katrina says, what are your thoughts on media walls?
It's making the television the center of your room. And I suppose TVs change. Like if you have a TV from 10 years ago, it's a big thick frame on it.
Sure.
So I wouldn't have that. TVs should be kind of more subtle, I think.
Okay.
And so I'm not a big fan of media walls. I think it dominates the whole room. And when you go into, like if it is a cinema room, fine.
Sure.
But if it's your main living room, maybe buy a nice piece of furniture, like a cool 1950s mid-century or something like that, and put the TV
on top of that.
So that the furniture becomes more important than the television. With a media wall, it's a little bit hotel-y.
Okay, there you go. There's your answer. Lorraine says, myself and my partner just bought a house. In a few years, we'll be looking to extend onto it. But at the moment, we want to change a few things in the house, layout change inside with rooms, etc., and add a back door to the house. Would you recommend getting a planner out to do the plans first for an extension before changing anything inside in case we have to undo things later?
Yes, she's answered her own question there. She has. Yeah. Yes, if this is not the final kind of job that you want to do, get your plans done now. So have a long-term plan. So that means if something happens that you need to move a radiator or you get a plumbing leak and you have to do something, you know exactly what the end goal is. So yeah.
Right, so get the plans for whenever you can afford the extension.
The master plan.
Yeah, and then you can work within those plans.
So if something that needs to happen, or if say you need to buy an oven because it broke down, you're buying an oven for the new plans, and that might look a bit awkward for a couple of years sitting in a housing that doesn't really work, but you know.
But eventually.
Yes, and you're not spending money twice.
I like that. Emma says, we have a small room, Dermot, in our house that's naturally quite dark as no light comes in. For years, we've tried to brighten it up with light colours in the room and it doesn't seem to work. Should I enhance and embrace the dark qualities of the room, or is there a better way to brighten it?
So it depends what they're using the room for. If the room is being used for day-to-day purposes, like it's a kitchen, diner or something like that.
Or homework or something.
And it's a space that you need lots of light in. Maybe look at moving that room or the function of that room to where it is bright.
Okay.
But if it's not, if it's only a small kind of secondary room that you might go in and watch a bit of TV or you might work from home, do like the Scandinavians do. Like anybody who's ever been to Sweden or Norway or Denmark, it's dark at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
And they embrace it. We've all heard the word hygge. So darker, moodier colours on the wall, soft lighting, soft furnishing. So have a room that's cosy. It's okay, but if it's your main room that you're in all day long, you kind of want the light in there. So it might mean knocking down a wall between two rooms.
To get some light
it's dark at the back of the house, it's going to be bright at the front.
Yeah.
You need to get that light in.
Makes sense. Niamh says, do you have any icks when it comes to home designs or trends, etc.?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot myself in the foot here. Everybody at the moment wants a walk-in pantry. Because of Instagram.
The Instagram, right.
Yes,
right,
And unless, I don't think people really, really need one unless you're catering, you know. And
catering, or also if you have, like, because a lot of people see their Instagram is filled with American homes.
Yes.
You know,
loads
they
of space.
Live in a continent and every house is 5,000 square feet. Like, you know what I mean?
If you have the space for it, they're great because you can get all your stuff. But if you don't, and people, like years ago, smaller kitchens, people trying to squeeze in an island, even if it didn't fit. That seems to have gone away, by the way, site now, but now it is the walk-in pantry, and it has all to do with social media. It's a trend, and next year it'll be igloos in your house because it'll keep your beer cold.
As an architect who must incorporate design, you know, like there are obviously trends that come and go
all the time,
and you must try and resist those in some ways,
all
I guess.
Time. Yes.
Yeah.
Because you do. A trend is psychologically just something you haven't seen before. Mm. So when something is new and trendy, say in clothes, it'll be this year's colour. It'll be whatever. It'll be something. The same goes for your home, but a home is a big investment.
Yeah.
Try and avoid, do things like paint it, right? Or that's cheap. It's cheap to change out cushions, bed sheets, paint a wall. At the moment, colour drenching is all in. You know where you paint the ceilings, the walls, the doors.
Gotcha.
That's really cool, and it can make the house feel different.
But you can turn that back very quickly with a lick of paint.
A weekend and 30 quid, you're done.
Gotcha.
But if you're kind of knocking down walls or putting in stuff because I've seen, conservatories,
yes.
Then walk-in wardrobes, then the islands,
now the pantries.
Whatever is next. But it'll generally be something that we just haven't seen before. It'll come from America.
And then you'll do it or not do it.
Yeah.
There's a question that's a very funny one in from Constance. Has Cahill a building project you could ask Dermot about? #plywood. Shannon made a video of myself and Cahill discussing the price of plywood sheets because I may be employed by young Cahill to do something his new place at some point. I'll run it all by Dermot at that point. Yes. Don't you worry. And Yvonne says, I love how Dermot gets his own way while allowing his clients to think it's their idea. He's brilliant and we should all listen to Dermot.
Whoa. Yeah, Yvonne, get rid of that one.
Nobody knows about that. Dermot, it's always great to see you. Best of luck with the last episode of Room to Improve out this Sunday on RTE1. It's some show.
Thank you.
And I'll see you for a sea swim.
You see me for a sea swim. Videoing me.
I do that anyway. Dave Moore on Today FM.